Thank you for joining me again, PRQ Timelines. My passion regarding PRQ Timelines is to show you how light beings, when we come in here into physicality, we see the difference in delta between where we've come from and where we are, and show you that this is very unique to adopt timelines and participate in timelines based on our relationships, our desires, why it's different here versus where we come from, etc. Today I'm gonna focus on information that has been published repetitively over hundreds of years, and this is how you can use us as light beings. You can use us in a lot of different ways in your literature. And again, it's real important for me to put myself in between information that's been given to you so that you can utilize us and use me as a resource as we pull from the library of knowledge. We recognize that the volume of knowledge you're able to utilize may be distracted by your environment, your biosphere, your brain, versus us. We use our heart. Through light, our light comes in as columns of knowledge, and the more you start using them, these timelines are going to start separating, and you're going to be on more authentic timelines, so to speak. Today, one of the PRQ team members was researching some material, and it caught my eye because I noticed how misleading not only is the English language, so deceptive. That if you can't discern and see knowledge, I desire many of us light beings would like to be a resource, and certainly we would never use the term of ascended masters or others. We just are using direct knowledge so that I can be of service to you, and vice versa. You're always of service to me. What's it like to live here is always incredible. Today, I'm not going to give the author a name. But basically, the general information they've printed might be called How to Quantum Time Jump into the Higher Timeline Realities. And the reason I liked this material is it shows you absolute incredible information and absolute misdirection at the same time. That was funny. Okay, so I'll show you how this works so you can utilize this for knowledge. If you can't quite get through your library, so to speak, basically, when you utilize us as knowledge and or information projectionist for you, it's up to you to decide if it's what you want, what you don't want, get rid of. You're all of sorts. But what you can do is just because a couple of us have more horsepower, you can utilize us for checking us too, checking you, what makes sense, what doesn't. And that's why this show was created. How to Quantum Time Jump into the Higher Timeline Realities. This is an author. And this is why it's tricky. We Mermaid and I, we go round and round, but books are fun, but they're interesting. It's someone else's perspective. You can't tell people to stop reading just because you can pull knowledge whenever you want. That doesn't mean that some books wouldn't be of help. And of course, my argument is quit reading and you'll get all your knowledge through you anyway. So it's a double-edged sword for me and the Mermaid in many cases because she makes a very good point. There's great information. But if you can't get the information on your own, all knowledge has already been created, everyone. That's my whole point. There's not one piece of knowledge that is new in the universe. There's just you participating with it. There's no new information in the, there's zero new information in the universe. Hard to believe, isn't it? The only new information in the universe is the experience of being in the universe. That's always going to be new. Your next choice, your next choice, your next choice is going to be endless. Anyway, watch how I play with this material. How to Quantum Time Jump into the Higher Timeline Realities. Thank you for listening, by the way. Your reality is only your physical reality in the present moment. Your reality is only what you can see, hear, smell, and touch. Beyond these physical senses, all other realities are irrelevant or non-existent to you. Everything is consciousness. Water, air, fire, earth, everything in the ether has consciousness, far beyond what most of us can comprehend. Your quantum reality is far more intelligent and holds more consciousness than you. Some may refer to this as the one divine source of God. However, you are also not separated from your quantum reality. You are a fractal of the whole reality. The intelligent quantum reality is you, and you are part of this space-time vacuum reality. Remember, you are a supercomputer vessel, and you have the ability to build a conscious relationship with your quantum reality, with the one divine source. All right, let's watch this. This one's really fun. Okay, so everything in the English language is black magic as it pertains to articulating absolute statements. So when we state these things, we are now making our reality what we've just stated. So I've just read something that is going to reaffirm this person's opinion. Okay, so we're going to try one more time. I'll show you where the tricks are here. Your reality is only your physical reality in the present moment. You sure about that? So you see the tricks there? So you're telling me that I'm only real in my physical reality in the present. Pretty fun words, though. Sounds sexy, doesn't it? Okay, so we'll keep going. Your reality is only what you can see, hear, smell, and touch. You sure about that? You sure about that? Well, right now is already gone, so that's not true, is it? See, I'm already done talking, So what is reality then? We can keep going here. Beyond these physical senses, all other realities are irrelevant or non-existent to you. Okay, wait a minute now. Beyond these physical senses, all other realities are irrelevant or non-existent to you. Okay, wait a minute. I'm about ready to create a new existent, so that's not true either. See how we get played with these words. Everything is consciousness. I agree with that. Okay, define consciousness. Well, that would be time and our ability to go create another, to go and go and go. All we do is go. That's all we do. Your quantum reality is far more intelligent and holds more consciousness than you. Okay. Quantum reality. Let's define quantum reality. Quantifiable information is far more intelligent and holds more consciousness than you. Do you see how you just got degraded? Now you're a piece of shit all of a sudden. You see how tricky your gurus are? Now, we could argue that these gurus are trying to let's say, intrinsically mold information so that it's, you know, we can understand it. But let's look at it again. Your quantum reality is far more intelligent. So that means God, quantifying information, is more intelligent than you will ever be, holds more consciousness than you. That's the words of this author. So consciousness is far more intelligent than you'll ever be able. Okay, so I will. State that the volume of consciousness you take and utilize and are aware of, discernment or knowledge, no problem. But why is something, again, higher than you if you're just quantifiable knowledge from source? There's nothing higher than you. And that's why I have fun with these books and stories. And I think this one, gosh, I want to say the name so bad. Can't. Anyway, you'll find it. How to Quantum Time Jump into the Higher Time Realities. Okay, so once you see a lot of words Now you know you've been duped. Okay. And it's not necessarily the author's intention. So just watch this one. Here we go. You are a fractal of the whole reality. Okay. Are you, or are you the whole reality? This intelligent quantum reality is you, and you are a part of the space-time vacuum reality. Okay, wait a minute. Whoa. This intelligent quantum reality is you, and you are a part of the space-time vacuum reality. So there's a vacuum, apparently. Okay, very good. Remember, you are a supercomputer vessel, and you have the ability to build a conscious relationship with your quantum reality, with the one divine source. All right, hang on now. Let me make sure I get this right. Remember, okay, there's your first error. Remember what? There's nothing to remember, everyone. You're just experiencing what it's like to be you as a human. That's it. There's nothing more. Or a frog, or a deer, or a bear. All the things you've ever been. Remember, is not ever needed here. You do not need to remember anything. I'll say it again. So I'm going to read this author's words. Remember, you are a supercomputer vessel, and you have the ability to build a conscious relationship with your quantum reality, with the one divine source. Okay. You see how much misdirection is there. You're just right now. Magnificent. Nothing more, nothing less. I wasn't going to take calls, but it looks like I got some kick-ass calls, so I better take them. I'm going to keep reading a couple. I'll do my best, BBS, to get to these people, but I really want to stay with timelines, everybody. So for each show, if you do have questions about land patents and stuff, I'd really like the calls to be on that show instead of this. And I know it's tough to get through to me. On the end of the show's PRQ, I'll take any topic. So we got Inspired with Q after this. We'll take a hour break, I think. And then we have PRQ. You can ask any questions. But so we can get some good work done. Let's keep all the questions about timelines and timeline realities. Let me keep going here. This author claims your portal is a passage from one quantum reality to your next. All right. So what's a portal? That's your conscious coming into a physical body. Could be. I suppose we could explain that. What is a quantum reality to your next? Well, that's quantifying what you just experienced. I'm okay with that. I think that's great. But what is the next reality? Well, it's the one you choose. I'll keep reading. Portals can be a doorway. Okay, hang on. What is a portal? So most people, portals are not necessarily from a human being, by the way. But this author is portraying that portals are a thing that you created. That's not true. If we really understand the definition of a portal, we are not portals. We are expressing whatever we want. So there's no doorways per se. And that's why when you look at a Gaia TV and some of them, they projected that you're going to go through a portal to go somewhere else. If you are going to explain a portal, it would be, I can't wait to do this. That I'd be okay with that. But you can't actually rely on something outside yourself to portal you somewhere. And that's why the Egyptian pyramids were so dangerous. You're very close to that right now. If you look at, let's use Australia as my favorite bludgeoning tool. Australia right now, all of their airports are owned by corporations, by individuals. So if you look at the Brisbane International Airport, it's owned by one individual pretending to be a corporation. It's not owned by the government. It's not a port like Port of Los Angeles owns the LAX and so forth. not in Australia. Those are privately owned airports. Well, if I can stop you from traveling and the contracted services, airliners, I can stop you from coming and going. I actually don't need immigration. I don't need customs. I can actually define what a portal is into that country right now. Well, that's what happened with the Egyptian pyramids. We had so much fun leaving here, leaving our bodies or taking our bodies to other planets, and that corporation shut down your portal technology. So if you keep using things outside yourself to portal, you're going to suffer the consequences. As you can see, many of your airplane service providers, looks like they are having they're having a recall on their planes, because you only really have three major plane manufacturers. So your portal's being stifled. And my encouragement is to take that portal system back so that you can actually utilize it for all of humanity. I'll keep going a little bit farther. Surely you're tired of hearing me. For example, when you are taking a shower, you may have an intention of the water washing away tension, stress, and any other energies that does not serve your human body vessel. As you walk out of the bathroom and into your bedroom, you have just walked from one physical reality to the next. That is true. The doorway from your bathroom to your bedroom is your portal. All right, let's be careful now. So when I move from one space to another, why would I call it something else other than my own creative force? So that's why you want to be tricky. You want to look at the tricksters here. It's not that these are bad people. It's that they're saying that this is a portal. I'm going through a wormhole when I go to the bathroom instead of the bedroom. Okay, that's the best way to be abducted by timelines, because you're saying you're not doing this. I actually went into something to make something happen, is the abduction. So when you keep stating that I'm creating a portal, is the opportunity for the aliens to abduct you when you go through a portal. And all timelines are all alien technology. I'll keep reading. The next thing to realize is your intention when walking through this quantum portal. Okay, again, intention is all you need. You haven't walked through anything. You've just made intention. I'll say it again. The next thing to realize is your intention when walking through this quantum portal. It is in the moment where you can intend to walk into your highest timeline as you enter your next quantum reality. Okay, all garbage. Do your best. You decide how you want to discern it. As you walk through the portal, there's no such thing as portals, everyone. Yes, there are portals. You are not making portals when you make decisions, is what I'm going for here, everyone. As you walk through the portal, your energetic signature, the energy you are currently carrying, will create the next set of physical manifestations to unfold in your next quantum reality. Okay, so I'm done reading this author's work. As you can see, that's why the mermaid and I argue over books, is because is there some truth there? And you can see how the truth is hidden within it. I don't need anything to manifest, is what I'm doing my best to explain. So to go create your next reality is how powerful you are. You just create it. It's not a big deal. You're so powerful. I thank you so much for listening to me. Yes, BBS, I'll take some calls. Thank you. Sorry, I missed that. Let's do it. Jenny, I can't take your question because it's more about the homestead stuff. Can I move on to Sarah from Missouri? Sarah, are you aware of current timeline? Please, Sarah.
Yep. Hello, hello. How are you, Hugh?
Hello. Where's the accent? I need a Missouri accent. Super good.
Yes, hello.
Some of us are sober. Some of us are not. Go ahead, Sarah. What do you got for me?
I'm not sure.
You're broken a little bit.
Hugh, hello. How are you? I'm sorry. I'm trying. I wanted to ask you, how many timelines are you comfortable being on when you are here with us right now in on Earth.
So
does that make sense?
I'll give you a little better summary. The mermaid, we go on this one quite a bit. I was down to three different planets at one time. I'm back up to five right now. And on each planet, I will be in multiple bodies. In this planet, I'm on five. Two have been abducted, so I'm actually only on three. What you may depict as timelines. We do not see time as sequentially at the same time, but it's safe to say there's three of me in bodies right now on your planet, and it's more or less about the same on five other planets in the universe. Does that help?
Yes, it does. And I, and that's interesting, needless to say. I actually would like to ask another question, because what you had just talked about is something that I experienced. And I don't know if it was an abduction. I don't know if it's a timeline jump. But I'm actually from Oklahoma, and I drove to Missouri to be with my daughter and grandchildren. And I went by the Missouri welcome sign from Oklahoma. I went by twice, and it was an hour difference both times. And yet, when I pulled up into my daughter's driveway, and of course I laughed when it happened, when I pulled up to my daughter's driveway, I was actually an hour early than even my original time that I thought I would get here. Does that make sense? And what
Very
happened?
Good. Yeah, and so that's one of the reasons I talked so, I'm so outspoken, is just because I know I'm doing it doesn't make me any special than you. You're doing it too. I'm just able to see that I'm doing it. So you're just like me. What the mermaid and I, we practice, and the PRQ team, what we're watching is, how are we controlling time if we don't look at clocks and we don't pay attention to daylight or nighttime? We already know we're controlling the outcome of the decisions we make, but we want to see what it's like when we interact with you. So when we interact with other individuals who are on timelines, that's our great study. And the PRQ team does it all the time. It's like, this isn't really a decision I wanted to make per se, but when we look for real estate for all of you folks, we notice that there's an expectation of a timeline that we didn't expect in many cases, but we react to it in the way our heart would like to participate, stuff like that. And so we're watching time change. Now, what's interesting is I can see everything that's going to happen for the next 150 years, but I cannot see what sequence of events will get us there. So I know when the next big issues of the planet will happen and so forth. I can't tell you the sequence of events because you are in charge of that just as much as I am. So do I participate or do I just sit back and watch is the real question I have for you. Do you just sit on the couch and let it happen, or do you get involved? That's my question for you.
Oh, wow. That is so exciting. I mean, our whole group, I'm with Carrie's group, and when we found out that we were going to be able to do this homestead stuff with you, I mean, you lit us up. So I know everybody that's on this call listening to you or even listening later, we're lit up. So I can't thank you and your whole team enough. I know we all feel the same. It's so exciting. And thank you for explaining that to me, because it happened on the way here. And I thought, I'll bet that it was a timeline jump. And so thank you.
You're welcome. I'll move on to the next caller, if you don't mind. That is an outstanding question. Outstanding. All right. I can't believe I get to talk to the Arizona folks again. I'm pretty sure the Arizona people are going to call in today. I don't know. I got to keep on the list here, though. Should I stay on the list? I don't know. Let's get to timelines. I think I'm going to go to, are we taking colors? Yeah, we are. Sweden, where I did that, I was coming from. Can't do that one. That's a timeline one. Let's keep going. Sorry for the dead air. We did Missouri. Sherry, from Wonder Woman question. How do you unlock healing ability of your dark? Oh my gosh, this is great. Okay, Sherry from Wyoming. Sorry, BBS. Sherry from Wyoming, I think on line one. Question,
Thank you.
how to unlock healing ability to help your dog with cancer? Oh my gosh, this is one of our favorite. I have,
IQ.
I think I have a real question. Okay, how do you know your dog has cancer, first of all? Is that okay if I ask you some questions? My love to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? Yes. Well, she has a tumor on her nose. And I refuse to let the veterinarians do anything because they're the reason she has the tumor from their vaccinations. So, doing some research on this kind of tumor, there's not very good success whether they do chemo or radiation to save her. And she just turned 5. And I know I'm a healer. I just don't know how to bring back that knowledge.
Okay, how about this? Let's hold right there. All right, so we've just created a lot of drama on the radio show today about your dog and its cancer, correct? With great love and great
Yes.
respect, right? So we're all creating a timeline around your dog and its cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're all going to heal your dog now. We know that. Dogs, what's the name of the dog?
Venus.
Venus. So everyone is now initiating healing for Venus. Right now, they're envisioning the dog. That's how powerful we are. All right. Now, if we keep worrying about Venus, is a timeline, isn't it?
Yes.
So why do we do that?
I would like not to. I would really like not to worry about Venus. And
So why don't we stop? Why don't we stop worrying about Venus?
it's my heart.
Okay. Are you sure about that? Or is the mind creating the worry?
Yeah, it could be that.
Right. So Venus is going to be just fine. And by the way, Venus is going to be another dog, even if Venus gets sick from her biosphere of electromagnetic etheric garbage that on your planet, we're not a very healthy group here because of our biosphere. Enjoy your
Okay.
relationship with Venus is my suggestion, and that removes the timeline associated with you believing, not knowing, believing Venus is sick. Venus can heal if you if maybe it's an idea, you stop telling her she was sick. What do you think about that one?
Okay. I can do that. I can do that.
What do
But
you think?
can I ask you? I think that's great. Great. Can I ask you how to bring forward my healing abilities because I know I have them?
So, when you smash timelines with healing abilities, it gets tricky because if you use your mind, you'll create another timeline. But
Right.
your healing abilities are strong. And you do, in most cases, you don't want to touch the dog. You just want to take your electromagnetic etheric field of your planet, put it through the bottom of your foot, up your leg, out your hand, and wave your hand over the body. Don't direct it to where you think the solution is. Let your
Okay.
spirit direct the energetics. So with your other hand, you'll make a triangle. So however you want to do it, I do my best not to put absolutes, but as you direct energy from your planet through your leg towards the individual and or the dog, this is where Reiki has misled you in many cases, is now we're just going to make a triangle back through the circuit of the planet you're on. So it's not that the earth is healing the dog, so to speak. It's that you're just transferring source from source. So you're just making a battery without touching the individual. You just make a triangle. And what occurs there is if you don't think and you're staying in perfect peace, you will transfer light through your body to the individual, and the disease will go out your body through the other hand and back into the earth and or source. Does that make sense?
It does, up until the point. I don't understand what you mean by my second hand. I'm making a triangle, though.
Right. So I can go. So envision this. I'm on the ground. My feet receive a lightning bolt through my feet, and they come out my right hand, and my right hand directs it through the individual's body, and the back end of the body receives it on my other hand, and that hand waves it back into my foot again, back into the earth. All right, so
I understand that.
With a dog or a cat, I might put my hand at the stem of the vessel, the head, and maybe at the back end of the vessel, the body, and the back end of the vessel, as I wave it, I'll purposely make the light go back into my foot, back into the earth. So I'm just going to make a circuit, but it must be envisioned. Okay. So I'm just going to make light come from the planet into the vessel, through the vessel, back to my hand, back to the earth. Does that make sense? So we're going to just make a triangle. Do not touch the animal. You can touch the animal as you get comfortable. I don't know your relationship yet. But that's the way you would typically do it when you are a light being. That's and or using more of your light. Forgive me. Does that make sense?
And why can't you touch the animal? Yes, it does make sense. But why can't you touch the animal?
Because you may be sicker than the animal.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it now. Yes, yeah, so we don't.
Depending
want,
on what you have done through your
too.
Day, I'm a little arrogant. I'm a little flip on these statements. I do touch people when I heal them, but I've realized that I can be in peace and neutrality. Is there a statement you had?
I just had it. Hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good. I just had a something that could help. Physically as well, but most importantly, I would say, is the healing you just learned then with Q. And don't worry about how you're doing it either, because I find everyone worries when they're doing it. If I'm doing it right, did I do what he said?
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Just use that as a guideline and then just know you're doing it right, however you've interpreted it. But I was going to say physically, you could try, it's tricky with a dog, especially the nose, but you can try a black salve.
I've heard that.
Do you know that one?
I was going to make Great. Some of that, yes.
Right. So there, so we're already in alignment, because there's so many things. There's frankincense oil and cannabis and stuff, but I instantly got black salve for that, because if you can cover it for 24 hours or even overnight with like a little round band-aid, and I don't know if the dog might need one of those cones so that he or she doesn't scratch it off, but anyway, that was my two cents. I think that will really help.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so grateful to hear your voice.
Great to hear from you, too.
I love you both.
Thanks.
I love you both so much, and you've helped so much.
So energizing selves is really important. And certainly we've cured cancer with selves. But again, you're using something from outside to solve a problem inside. And so it gets a little tricky. So we're not real huge fans of using tools, but we also realize this biosphere needs help, and tools sometimes are of great help. So I hope that helps.
Yes, and thank you. I love you so both much.
Love you, love you, love you. I can't believe. I get to talk to Donnie and Karen again from Arizona. Where have you been? How many times did it take you to call to get in? Amended tax timelines. Okay, let's see. Let's see, Donnie, Karen, what do you got?
Oh, we love you, Q.
I love you, too. Thanks so much.
I can't wait to meet you guys in the flesh. We are we are actively pursuing real estate in Arizona right now.
Oh,
fantastic.
If we comprehend right real quick on that, no, Donnie and I were, even though we looked at the Bureau of Land Management, we held off and sent in our information because we're very fascinated with and want to dive in on this. But from what we comprehend, it's like hold off till we receive something from the team of who we love and appreciate, you, Mermaid, and the whole team. So is that correct?
What's correct? What do you think is correct?
Regarding the land patent and all, I know this isn't about that, but just along the lines of what you were saying, Johnny and I are holding
right, so,
in that regard.
Okay, great question. Yeah. This is a very extremely advanced question because you recognize when I get a team of people behind me to solve a problem, I've created a timeline, haven't I? Just know that great care has been put into play here. If I want to go do something and get you guys all indoctrinated, so to speak, excited about it, that could be said it's a timeline. But we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it. We would like to be free on land, wouldn't we?
You bet.
That seems like a pretty good timeline. If I'm going to fail getting everybody free, I'm happy to do that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We're right on board. So this is exciting to you.
Yeah. Every timeline's a new journey, too.
Yep.
And here's
an interesting timeline aspect that we reeled back, if you will, for lack of a better way of putting it. But this was kind of interesting. So we amended our taxes, choosing and creating that we're no longer going to play into their system. And so we chose to amend the taxes through their own means of amendment. Yes, the monopoly game, using their UCCs or USC codes. And even, you know, when we moved into the statutory aspect of the Department of Arizona Revenue, the interesting aspect to this is we realized they chose U.S. Department of Ag to place us on their timeline of circularity where it's going to go, in this case, nowhere. And we recognized it because this is over a year and every month call back. And yeah, we got an auditor on it, but call back. If it didn't happen yet, call back. Arizona State confirms they owe, if you will, us. But hey, because the feds choose not to amend the taxes as of yet, we're in a holding pattern, literally. So I realized, Donnie and I both, that this was a timeline for sure. And as such, we said we're hopping off this timeline, no more, no more. So now they're sending us a notice about, hey, you still owe some of this back taxes for such and such human years, if you will. And by the way, we're going to add interest to what you owe. And we just chose to absolutely ignore it all now. No more contracting, no more handshaking, no more playing their game of Monopoly. But how could you extrapolate on that, Q? Because we're creating our reality. So I love this. I love all of what you bring to humanity, all of the team, Mermaid, Donnie, and I are just absolutely astounded and floored and honored. So could you extrapolate on some of that, Q?
Yeah, it's brilliant observation. Okay, so I'm always at the 30,000 foot level, which is probably my greatest weakness. I need your help to get in the weeds. And then when I get in the weeds, I miss out on, you know, the bigger picture. And that's why I always rely on you guys, because I always consider you stronger than me, because, you know, your boots on the ground, so to speak. And, you know, the PRQ team, Mermaid, you know, there's several of us. We do our best to have you teach us, believe it or not. This is a very bizarre place to us. Very bizarre. But we're not even able to judge that statement. We are participating with you, but you're going to tell me more than I'm ever going to. You're going to teach us way more than we can teach you. We just associate the timelines in a way that complements what we want to achieve. And so when I look at the granularity that you observe, I know how powerful you are. I know that you can manipulate situations. That's what this show is about. I know you can control outcomes. Now, if we do it with our mind versus our heart, is really my question. How do we stay in these systems, utilize these systems? See, I was just telling one of the PRQ team members, how do we work within this system? I'm going to use you as an example. When you're doing really well, you have revenue, you don't worry about groceries, but you know it's wrong at the same time, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we're and don't think I'm immune to. I know what it's like to do performance contracting at the highest level at the largest corporations in the world, believing, not knowing, that I was going to reduce energy consumption for the whole planet, knowing everything's rigged. So working for a Fortune 50 company undercover to find all the espionage on the planet was one of my jobs. When I was under the impression that I was being successful and on top of it all, reducing owning and operating costs of the largest corporations in the world, reducing energy consumption, when I was really just the problem. Now, how do we work within these systems, survive? My real question to you and your question to me is how I perceive it. I'm surviving just fine in this system. And now, which is a timeline, how do I get out of it when it's a timeline that I created from my passion versus what's comfortable? Tricky, isn't it?
Yes. So does it come, it really seems to always come in a beautiful geometric pattern of moving, starting from the heart and navigating from there, as you so light lit us up. Is that my ultimate answer to almost, and for everything, actually, for everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm practicing all the time. I feel on these timelines, we just need to practice and practice and practice. There, when the Mermaid and I leave Australia with $0, we were adamant, we just want to go where we want to go. So how are we going to get there with $0? And I'm being a little facetious, but we just were not going to stop until we got there. Now, it took us time, but we're going to go where we wanted to go because we wanted to be happy. We knew we'd be happy. And guess what? We're there right now. We're exactly where we want to be. And so that's my encouragement for everybody, is we're practicing so that we can not only train ourselves in this type of human, but also share it so I can proof it, you can proof it. That's my suggestion to you to answer your question, is what is it you really want and what are the outcomes you really want? If it's based on purpose and passion, it looks like we're all able to do that now. But if it's based on, I can't do it because I need something, it's not working.
Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
So, the outcomes and the passion and the outcomes is our horsepower. And it's daunting. I know that. I can't get to Hawaii if I don't have any money. Is been pretty, the thousands and thousands of emails I get and the people I talk to all the time, I call it, I'm completely backwards now. And I don't make sense to a lot of people. I can't wait to get to wherever it is. And you're going to get there. I guarantee you.
Right. Yes. Don't create barriers for yourself.
Yeah. There's just so many words we could put in there, but I can't wait to see what you guys do. I was hoping that I would hear that one day that you'd be running for president.
You mean the Don?
No. We need a female president. Come on. We need a female president.
And you, here's the beauty.
Come on.
So you I'm so connecting with that because you were here, or you are here. You're everywhere.
All right, I'll be your running mate. Yeah, I'll be your running mate. I'll be VP. You be president.
You know what? It's going to happen. I'll make it so cute.
Hey, I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
But I loved it.
Wait, we want this to happen.
I love President Trump was.
Yeah, I already know your passion.
You were here just. I'm currently working on working with a beautiful group of beings now, light beings that are definitely Donnie and I both are. So great things are going to happen with humanity. But thank you for coming into Arizona, President Trump. We honored that as well.
Welcome.
Just recently.
Love you. Love you much.
Love you so much.
We love you. We're working hard. I can't wait to see you. I'm going to see you now. You show up for me now. You show up, all right? You show up now.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you soon. I wonder if we got time for another call here. Let's see. What do we got here? Question from Wyoming. The perspective of time streams, gardening and nature. So Donna from Wyoming, I think I have time for you. I think this is my last question. So sorry. I never want to come across as arrogant, but Donna from Wyoming, this is something that we can actually use as a great tool. This question is the perspective of time through gardening and nature. Donna, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. I love you guys so much. I want to say that straight up. Thank you, Mermaid, for showing up. I love you and the whole team. Okay, so what I've noticed this year, I garden in my backyard, and every year it's kind of copacetic with the seasons, you know, what you would expect, what you would perceive from a growing season. This year it's been very different. The plants have done something very different. They're really slow. They're maturing very slowly and in their own time, very unexpectedly. So it kind of seems to me, it appears to me, my perception of that is that it's just a matter of time itself slowing down, because that's what nature seems to be showing me. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I have to get on to the next. I have to take a break here for now, but I'm going to take that on with Inspired with Q. I'm going to take an hour break. The short version is we're doing a section on elementals with Inspired with Q. There's a very big reason for this. And the elementals, you know, we have 3 minutes left, 2 minutes left. But what has occurred here is our weather patterns. You should be seeing one of the great wars we have going on is the weather engineering by aliens. So all tornadoes, as an example, are alien technology. I guarantee you. Super hurricanes, all of those huge storms. We're used to having a biosphere that's very calm. So when you look at the Farmer's Almanac is extremely accurate. You know why? Because it's dictated by the moon and the alien technology. As you change and you transition into spiritual technology, it will now have hangovers, symptoms of the alien technology. So our moon, is, especially in Wyoming, all the way to the West Coast, is really struggling. The moon is really unhealthy in this those 12 states that way. Australia, the moon's really strong, does really well there. Go into that great detail. So the moon is starting to die in that area. A lot of different reasons for it. And so now all the fauna has to readjust itself. And that's why we can't pull the moon out of here overnight, because we'd all get sick. Everyone would die. So you can't pull the moon out in one full swoop. It would really get us all really sick or die. And that's what you're seeing. That's where you're seeing the elementals trying to adjust to it and the fauna adjust to it, is how do I adjust to our natural state of being? And so I'm sorry to inform you that, but that.
No, that's okay. That's fascinating. Yeah, the elementals have been feeling very different this season as well. They're not as active.
We'll get on it in the next show. I'm going to take an hour break. My love to you. It's the end of the show. Thank you for your call. Never stop calling on me. Have a beautiful day.